On this day, 24th of July, 1971, ex-servicemen burn medals. About 200 Derry ex-servicemen burned their discharge papers and war medals last night. They heaped them on a fire outside an army post in the Diamond. The men were protesting against the killing of two young Derry men shot by troops in the Bogside 2 weeks ago and calling for an impartial inquiry into the deaths. Meanwhile, members of the Gifford Tribunal arrived in Derry last night. Lord Gifford, British Labour peer, Mr. Paul O'Dwyer, Irish-born New York lawyer, and Mr. Albie Sachs, a South African lawyer. They will open investigations tomorrow into the deaths of the two young Derry men shot by troops during disturbances. Belfast science fiction author. One of a few Irish authors are known throughout the world, but in the world of science fiction, a Belfast man, James White of Andersonstown, is better known in such countries as Japan, Portugal, the US and Italy than he is in his hometown. This week he has had his seventh novel published since he began writing 20 years ago. It is called Tomorrow is Too Far and is a science fiction tale about espionage in an aircraft factory, an appropriate setting as the author is employed at Short Brothers and Harland in Belfast. James White is married and lives with his wife Peggy and their three children. Each novel sells about 50,000 copies, but his American editions sell more than 100,000. Derry as a free port. The idea of a free port at Derry, which has been put forward from time to time during the last 50 years, has received new impetus recently, with the possibility of Great Britain joining the common market and a new relationship being established between Derry and other ports of Europe. Mr. David Corky, Community Development Officer in Derry, said yesterday that the city could become a distribution centre for the common market as it was the most westerly port on the Atlantic seaboard. The idea has never been considered at government level, but it has the backing of Mr. John Hume, MP. Eamon Phoenix editors note, the Gifford inquiry was the first of a series of independent investigations into disputed events during the Troubles. The action of Catholic ex-servicemen is a reminder of the searing impact of the shooting of Cusack and Beattie on Derry's nationalist majority. From the early 1960s, a young John Hume and his teaching colleague Terence MacDonald at St. Columb's College had used a series of TV documentaries to highlight Derry's potential as the economic capital of Northwest Ireland, even featuring Brian Faulkner as Commerce Minister in one of them.